Atypical Artists and Lillian Holman present Greenhouse. Letter 17. My poor books.
Dear Rose, thank you for your letter. Love, Abby. P.S. Totally kidding. Honestly, I feel a bit silly about before. Usually, my fits of self-pity don't go that far unless I'm dwelling on why Betty exchanged 7 years of friendship for a 3-month fling with a French boy named Trevor. Unlike her, if you still want to be my friend, you have me for life. Also, it turns out you have my mom for life, too. She very much wants to bring you baked goods, but I had to stop her before we repeated the cinnamon bun fiasco. So, on that note, is it cool if my mom comes and drops off some sweet things? What exactly she brings changes by the hour based on what she wants to bake. It will give her something to focus on other than brightening up my apartment, which in turn is what she's doing so she doesn't focus on fussing over me. I do have to admit, though, now that I'm stuck in bed, my living situation is incredibly drab. I guess all my creativity gets exhausted at the store. Oh my gosh, speaking of the store, I have news on that front. You remember Yoga Annie? She heard about the accident and the article, and she felt bad, so she volunteered to run the store while I heal. She's a teacher, so she has the summer off anyway. I guess it turns out she is a good egg after all. Also, she told me about how she started dating the teacher at the other yoga place, and he cheated on her like 2 weeks into their relationship, so she's also going to come back to my classes when those start up. I couldn't stop smiling for a while after that, only because I can think of no better situation to point out that karma is a bitch. The other big news from my world is that my dad finally bought me a TV. It was adorable how proud of it he was. He told me all about the advice he got from the saleswoman, and the man who didn't allow even a 12-inch into our home when I was growing up is currently figuring out what a Roku is and how it compares to a thing called a Fire Stick. While he does that, my mom set me up on my computer with some subscription that lets me watch as much Say Yes to the Dress that I want, since her friend from work says that's the thing to watch. My poor books must feel so betrayed. Do you want to adopt some book babies for a few weeks? I just want them to know they're wanted. I still miss you. I have to admit, I've been watching these shows and want to hear what you think, especially about the dresses. TV just isn't as solitary as a book can be, and I feel your absence more. You also have a fantastic laugh. Has anybody ever told you that? It was one of the first things I heard when I was waking up. I guess Ryan told you something funny, and you probably don't even remember it, but it was the signal that told me that the world I was waking up to was a good and happy one. I'm not sure, given the circumstances, I would have been as ready to come back without your sparkle leading me out of the dark. Oh god, that's way too corny, isn't it? I'm so sorry. I know I'm a lot. Having my parents back brings out the sappiness in me, and now that we survived that awful article coming out, my brain has space for something other than total dread. I'm going to think about what you said about responding to the article, though. Honestly, I'm not sure I care enough to fix my reputation. That's not true. It's more that I don't think the stress of doing an interview with a stranger or worrying about saying the right thing will make having a bunch of strangers think a little more highly of me worth it. I do care what they think about you and your family, though, so if you need me to say anything nice about you or your dad, I will write a dissertation. While I think about that, though, will you think about something for me? I know you like to keep your space, and I don't want to make you uncomfortable. But once I'm feeling better and immobile again, can I come visit you? I won't stay for long. I just want to hear that laugh again. Hugs, Abby. P.P.S. I love Beloved. You should read Jazz next because it has the single best monologue about love I've ever read.
Greenhouse is a production of Atypical Artists. It was written, directed, and edited by Lillian Holman. The voice of Abigail Adams is Helen Highfield. The show art was designed by Emily Chen. Greenhouse is produced by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, and Lillian Holman.
Yeah. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.